The Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast with your host, Jackie Pilisoff.
No one should have to go through a divorce feeling alone and isolated. The Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast is a production of Divorced Girl Smiling, where every show is 30 minutes aimed to empower you, help you feel validated and understood, and connect you with some of the best divorce professionals in the industry. So grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and start smiling as you join us right now for the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found and always at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Before we get started, I want to take a minute and mention two Divorced Girl Smiling trusted professionals. They're both divorce attorneys, but they're in different states. The first one is Catherine Becker Good, who is a Massachusetts divorce attorney. And I met Catherine, I want to say a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. She is so wonderful. She's been practicing for over 30 years. It's such a hands-on experience. Catherine always says she treats every client as if they're her only client. And after 30 years, I'm sure that's not easy to do. But she's dedicated to this profession. She's extremely ethical. She's a very calm person, which I think is really important in divorce. And I just love her. So if you want to learn more about Catherine Becker Good, you can find her at cbgoodlaw.com. I also want to talk about the divorce firm of Katz and Stefani. They are located in Chicago and Bannockburn. And I have known Dan Stefani, the co-founder, for over 20 years. And what a wonderful guy. Really, really good person. So smart, so experienced. And he and his partner, Andre Katz, have 9 divorce attorneys at the firm. And they're really well-respected, really well-known, and they specialize in high-asset, high-conflict divorce. So if you are looking for that, go to katzstefani.com. And you can find both Katz and Stefani and Catherine Becker Good in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girls Smiling. Feeling abandoned in a relationship is extremely taxing, and it can feel so hurtful. It can make you angry. It can take a toll on your self-esteem. It's just a terrible, terrible feeling. But what happens when you not only feel abandoned emotionally, but you feel abandoned financially? In other words, your soon-to-be ex leaves you with money problems, financial stress, and just a fear of finances in the future. And that's what I want to talk about today. To talk with me, I have 2 wonderful guests. I'm so excited about this. Karen Chaloux and Catherine Shanahan are the co-founders of My Divorce Solution, which is a wonderful company that helps people come up with a one-page financial picture that helps you get divorced so much more quickly and so much less expensively. So we're going to get into what that is later. But for now, we're going to talk about feeling abandoned in a relationship. So hi, Catherine and Karen.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having us.
Morning.
Always great to talk with you guys. I think this is our 3rd podcast together, I think. But I've known these guys for a while. They are both so passionate about helping people go through a divorce. Catherine is a CDFA. Karen has worked in the legal field for several years. And together they started this company. And we were just talking before the podcast, there's like no competition. This is a very unique thing that you provide. It's a service that truly, if you're listening to this, you should look into, because it will speed your divorce up so much. And we all know that means less conflict, less money, less time, so you can move on and also get a much better divorce outcome because you have all the facts in front of you. So with that said, you guys, oh, I know what I want to say. I want to tell my listeners that both of these women are divorced also. On a personal level, understand what's going on with you emotionally and financially. So, Karen, tell me, I'll start with you. You know, feeling abandoned in a relationship emotionally, what is that like? And I mean, I don't know your personal situation, but from clients you've talked to, tell me what that's like.
So in a divorce environment, I believe when someone comes to the table feeling emotionally abandoned, that emotion kind of trickles out into every other piece of their divorce, and they don't know how to disconnect from that. They don't know how to make good, informed, clear decisions because they stay in the vortex of something's wrong with me. I'm not good enough for this relationship. I must have done something wrong, or I should have done all of these other things. And so it's really hard for them to move forward until they address that specific issue of feeling financially abandoned.
Okay, now I feel like you were talking to somebody whose husband left them. But even women who you're the one who wanted the divorce, I could see that low self-esteem. Like, well, it's my fault. I married the wrong guy. I got myself into this. What was I thinking? And that's such like the three of us all being divorced realize that. That is such not the attitude that is going to be productive in helping you get through and have a good post-divorce life. And we understand. I had those feelings. So,
Well, let me talk about that person, if you don't mind.
sure.
You know, there's a lot of women in particular, and I'm going to say there are men as well, but there are a lot of women in particular who feel financially abandoned because their whole life has been set up to live off of credit cards, or it's been set up to live off of you can go ahead and buy whatever you want because that was the happiness that they had within their marriage, right? They didn't have an emotional connection. So they already were financially abandoned probably years ago. But now, fast forward, and you're coming to a divorce, and now they feel like they're being financially abandoned. Like, I gave up my life and I was able to go shop and get whatever I want. And now, because of the divorce, I can't do that. So now, financially, you're so lost and you're scared because you don't know what your cash flow is. You don't know what assets you have to really work off of, what those assets are, what they're going to do. So you're expecting your attorney or your next professional, your friend, your boyfriend, whoever it is, to now save you financially. And it's just not going to happen that way. So that loss is very scary. So that's why when we work with our clients in that situation, we want to start from ground zero. And that is understand the cash flow, the income and expenses, because that gives you either an aha moment, a reality check that this is what you want to negotiate for. You don't necessarily want to negotiate for owning all the businesses that your spouse has or owning all the investments. You want to make sure that financially you could take care of yourself and keep your lifestyle that you were used to. And that's okay. So for us, financial clarity is just knowing that.
All right, so it sounds like a lot of what you guys are teachers. And I want my listeners to know that there is no shame if you do not understand finances and that it's intimidating to you and you've never paid bills and you've never looked at financial statements. So when I got divorced, I knew a lot because I had worked in the investment business when I was younger. I understand the stock market. I always managed my own finances. I didn't get married till I was 35. That was a no-brainer for me. Didn't bother me. I wasn't nervous. That's not the norm. So many women, if you're listening to this, are like you. And I will tell you, Karen and Catherine, tell me if you agree with me. Even if you have a high school degree and you didn't even go to college, which I'm thinking most people who are listening to this did, or a lot of people, but even if you didn't, this is not the kind of thing that takes years to learn. And with Karen and Catherine's help, you can become so empowered, even if you're intimidated, to learn about these things, learn about finances and bill paying and what's really going on. And once you understand it, you'll feel so much better and so much less afraid to be alone and manage your finances after divorce. What do you think? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I love. I think that's
Absolutely.
what you're probably going to say as well. Well, maybe not, but in a different way, I'm sure. But I think that's what inspires us the most is to watch a client come to the table the first day, or well, actually, we're all on Zoom calls, right? And to watch them feel like they're in a shell, And then throughout our 6 to 8 week process, watch them just come out. You know, first they popping their head out, and then you see their neck, and then you see the rest, and they sit a little differently. And it doesn't mean that they're going to work for the stock market or anything, or they're going to get into the finance world. It means they feel like they know the questions to ask. They know the implications to what the result might be, and they know where they want to compromise and where they don't want to compromise. And that is really powerful when we provide that knowledge to them.
Now, I will say this. When I got divorced, I was a wealthy stay-at-home mom, and I had to go back to work. And for women who are listening to this, it's the same principle. It's the same concept of what we were talking about. It's very scary, intimidating, with reading bank statements, reading brokerage statements, learning how to look for a job, learning how to interview. It's so intimidating and scary, but I think, Karen and Catherine, you're going to tell me this. Once you do it, there is no better feeling in the world than making your own money, reading your own statements, paying your own bills. It's amazing. And I'll say it again, it's not that hard. So I'm really, really want my listeners to know, if you are feeling intimidated, you can do this. And Catherine and Karen are a great resource and good people to have a conversation about this with, because after the first conversation, you're going to realize that you can do it. I want to move on to what feeling abandoned in a relationship looks like as far as feeling financially abandoned. When I hear this, I think to myself, okay, the husband left and is just now not paying. There's no communication. There's a lot of anger. So there's no communication. The bills are coming. The guy moved out. You know, the person doesn't really know what's going on, opening the mail, not really understanding anything, and really leaving the spouse with limited knowledge of the assets and debts. Well, I guess I just answered my own question, but is this something that you guys see a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. So our process is more than just Karen and Catherine. Our process is a very fintech. So it allows people to come in and unpack their financials, their assets and debts, income and expense in their divorce. So you unpack it, and then you start taking steps towards knowing. And so if someone walks out, or you're just all of a sudden left with needing to figure all this out, our process, our system is set up for that. Because you don't have to know everything all at one time. You're not just inundated in all the chaos. It really is a step-by-step process so that you can know it, understand it, and make really good decisions. So that while you're learning, you're also becoming, your emotion is feeling less abandoned and more empowered. And so, you know, it's just kind of a byproduct of feeling clear and in the know, versus, you know, all of that emotional trauma.
So if we take Karen and Karen's example of our process, and we take your person that you're speaking of who feels really financially abandoned, and we go through the stages that Karen's talking about, and we start talking about collecting their data about their home, you know, that person now says, well, we had a, I just feel like he just left me here because we have a basement that's half finished. And there's, he's saying the value is this, but, you know, we never finished the basement, or, you know, the walls are, something's wrong with the piping, or the walls need to be painted. Like, everything was left undone. So while they're telling us this, we're collecting data that they need. We keep it really focused on what the data is that we need, instead of going to your attorney and crying all about that, of which they can do nothing about at that moment, right? And you're paying them by the hour to listen to that. We're keeping them in our process that says, okay, we get that. Let's note that, so that when it's time to go to negotiations, you'll feel like maybe you can recoup something there, or it'll be reflected in the actual value that you use if you get an appraisal or so forth. So they get a sense of security getting the knowledge going through our process, so they feel like they're not alone. That's why we hear so many times, even from our assessment call, We hear, oh my gosh, I feel so relieved, because they feel like somebody's going to listen to them, and we are flat fee. So somebody's going to listen to them. But what we're doing is we're taking that and putting it into the actual data that's going to be eventually negotiated. So I don't understand why anyone would go through this process without getting their financial portrait, working with someone on the NDS team, because we have teams, right? So it's just really important. It's a very scary thing to feel abandoned like that in so many ways. And a lot of times the people who are abandoned are dealing with narcissistic spouses, and they don't, you know, that's an abusive relationship. So it's really hard. So I am really proud of, first of all, the teams that we have in place. And second of all, everything Karen just told you, we worked really hard to develop that process where they can start getting the knowledge to feel stronger, like you mentioned earlier, Jackie, and feel more confident and clear so they can control their own destiny eventually.
You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm here today with Catherine Shanahan and Karen Chaloux, co-founders of My Divorce Solution, and we are talking about feeling abandoned in a relationship, both emotionally and financially. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about feeling financially abandoned and emotionally abandoned, and offer some tips if you are at that point right now where you just don't know what to do. We'll be right back. One of the most destabilizing events in a family's life is divorce. Everyone hurts. Incorporating a divorce coach into your divorce process is a smart and effective way to minimize the pain, limit communication issues, and save time and money that could be better spent supporting your family as it moves into the future. Those are the words of divorce coach Lisa Lisser. Lisa is an attorney turned divorce coach, an educator, and also a divorced mom. I think so highly of Lisa and would really, really recommend her if you're looking for a divorce coach. And Lisa can be found at lzlcoaching.com. I also want to talk about mortgage lender Phil Ligilia. And Phil is somebody I met about 4 years ago. And I have to say, from the minute I started talking to him, I just respected him so much and adored him. He is one of the most likable, personable people I know. And guess what? He's a great, great listener. He's perfect for the mortgage business because that's what it takes to have a good experience with your mortgage lender. They need to listen to you and what your needs are and give you the best options. So if you want to learn more about Phil, who has been a mortgage lender for over 30 years, you could find him in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling. Welcome back to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. Today, we are talking about feeling abandoned in a relationship, both emotionally and financially. My guests are Catherine Shanahan, CDFA, and Karen Chaloux, legal liaison. Catherine and Karen are the co-founders of My Divorce Solution, the company that helps people come up with a financial portrait to help them get divorced quicker and less expensively, and just gives them so much information. So you guys, we're talking about abandonment. If somebody is listening to this podcast and they're scared and they're intimidated and they're thinking, I don't know the first thing about finances, and all I've done is like go out and spend money for me and the kids, take care of the kids. My role has never been in finances. What advice can we give them?
Well, I'm going to let Catherine answer that question more clearly relative to that particular situation. But Jackie, you had said earlier, what about that person who left the relationship and may have been in charge of the finances? It doesn't mean that that person is actually ready for the divorce process, because how you manage your financials in a marital relationship is very different than how the courts look at dividing the assets later. So I say that because I was one of those spouses who left the marriage, and I was the financial manager to the extent I was able to do that. But I was feeling emotionally and financially abandoned, which then translated to your point, Jackie, feeling super guilty about it. So my response was, you take what you need to take because I'm going to be okay because I feel so guilty. And so I ended up in court post-divorce. I ended up having to spend enormous amounts of money because I turned my head and I didn't deal with the financials. So even though I was saying, you keep this, and we hear this a lot, oh, my spouse wants to keep their pension and I feel guilty and all these things, you can still end up in a really negative financial space if you're not in the know. And so if I could go back 20 years, I certainly would have made it my business to be in the know, even if I was going to hand him everything because I felt guilty. It was still my job to be in the know.
Isn't it so interesting how much emotions play into finances? It's really scary because you're right. You can end up giving away so much because of guilt, or you could end up spending so much money on divorce attorneys because of anger. And so I love that what you guys are doing is educating people. And then you can put your feelings aside and the two of you act as teachers to help people make good decisions objectively, taking their feelings out of it. So Karen, what you just said is so important. And I hope people listening realize if you're sitting here saying, I feel so guilty, he told me he can't live without me, he's going to kill himself. Okay, well, that's a different thing, you know. But you're not responsible for your ex's feelings. You are not to say we don't have a heart and we don't care. That's a different thing. But you are responsible for financially supporting your children and yourself. And what is really fair in an outcome, regardless of why it happened? What do you guys think?
Well, I can tie them all together here. And that is, if you're sitting at home and you're listening to this and you're feeling like anything like what Karen just said or what Jackie's saying and what you said before, is what do you do now? And I will say, no matter what your age is, no matter what the length of your marriage is, it's never too late to change your relationship with money. And so you need to change your money story. And it starts with just a simple dollar. It doesn't start with big numbers, right? It just says, get comfortable with the numbers. And the MDS process gives you that opportunity to get comfortable with the data. The data will allow you to release the emotions. And those emotions, then when the data sets in with the documents to support that, I'm telling you, your guilt's going to be a little bit less. You're going to realize what the impact is, and you're going to realize what the rest of your life might look like. And then you'll make a smart decision. Your emotions will be heard, but you'll make a smart decision based on the facts. And that's where the knowledge becomes the most powerful thing for you going through this process and the rest of your life.
Well, something I took away from what you just said was you don't have to do this overnight, and you don't have to go all out. So in other words, for example, if you know that it's looking like you're going to have to go back to work and you're not working right now, we're not telling you to get a 60-hour work week job and have the corporate job you had before you had kids. When I started my first job after I got divorced, I was making $50 a week for the Pioneer Press, a small paper in my community. And for me, that was a big step because, you know, I was now a single mom. I had to pick my kids up from school. And so I had to do a little running around for the paper, and I was like nervous about it. Then I thought, oh, no, this is great. It's working out. So then I took on more work. So you can do this all gradually. We're not telling you you're going to have to take this huge step right away. Same thing with your financial knowledge. You don't have to learn the stock market overnight. Do one thing at a time. Say, this week, I'm going to pay bills for the first time in my life. And by the way, there are people, there's a whole profession where people will come over and teach you how to pay bills. There's no shame if you don't know how to do it. And I remember the first time I learned how to pay bills online, that was like, this is kind of fun. You click a few buttons. It's great. You don't have to run out and buy stamps all the time. So do you guys agree that you don't have to do this all overnight? Nobody's expecting it. Just do the best you can.
I want to jump in here because I love everything you just said, Jackie, because that is what we base our approach on at My Divorce Solution. Like, let's just unpack it and take it one step at a time, because so many people hear, well, you got to go get a job. Well, you got to pay your bills. And so what happens is they lunge towards these recommendations without understanding the impact. When do you get a job? What does that job mean if you get it during divorce and you lose the job? You know, what if you reduce your lifestyle because your spouse told you to go get a job and this is all the money he or her is going to give you? So until you know the facts and until you start taking those steps, you need to keep things status quo unless you're in an emergency situation under the direct supervision of the court. So, you know, those are the things we help people know. Like, let's just get a baseline here, because a lot of it, to your point, you know, paying online bills is fun. I think it's super fun too. I love it. Everybody processes money differently. And to go online and pay a bill would be disastrous for them. So part of our process is understanding how they think about money, how they process transactions. And so we in turn can integrate with that so that they can learn the way they think about money and maybe to a different end, but we meet them where they are so that, you know, we're all on the same page. They're all taking steps that are very relevant to their individual personality and the way they deal with certain situations.
Well, it sounds like you guys are also financial coaches. I mean, that is what I'm getting from you. Not only are you providing them this wonderful financial portrait, which is going to help them, and I'm telling my listeners now, you take the financial portrait that Karen and Catherine put together for you and you give it to your divorce attorney, and it saves like 80% of the divorce attorney's time because they don't have to go then do discovery and try to figure out your finances. These guys are doing it all for you. But in addition, they're personalizing the experience by asking you questions and listening to your emotional needs and what do you need to be educated and empowered on. And then, so, I mean, to me, it sounds like you're also financial coaches.
I like the educators, right? Or the thought leaders to hear a little bit, only because, you know, you think of your professors or your teachers. They provide you with all this information, but they don't take the test for you, right? So they give you all this information, then you have to take the test and make the best decisions you can. So we take their data and we put it into a format of which they can comprehend it. And when Karen was saying, everybody's different, right? So we have the conversation so that we understand, we get that they're absorbing that information. And now they get to go articulate what they want. They get to decide where they will compromise. They don't need an attorney telling them what they want and where they're going to compromise. They need to go to the table knowing that. And then if legally the attorney points out something that would not work, well, then they know where they need to shift what they want and what will make them happy. So we really are educating them enough to make smart decisions for themselves.
So you're giving them choices, and then do you give recommendations or do you just give them choices? Because I find that a lot of women getting divorced don't really know what they want.
Yeah, because they don't. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because and that's going to make me sit a little straighter right now, because that's what we're trying to change in the divorce industry. You know, they don't know what they want because they don't know what they have, and they don't have the documentation and the data to support what they want and what they have. So the system is so archaic right now. And what MDS is, it's a bridge between all of that. So we put out there first, get this information. And it's not just somebody's spreadsheet. It's not a balance sheet. It drives me insane to see an income and expense in a balance sheet. And they think that that's what they're making their decisions on. Let's get the documentation so we can verify the numbers. And then know what your considerations are. We don't tell you what you should do. We say this is what you need to consider with each of these assets and with each of these debts. And sometimes couples actually have the same mindset of what they want their outcomes to look like. It's that they're letting an archaic system tell them what to do, which doesn't work. It just doesn't work in family law. I don't even get it. So I'm very passionate about the MDS process and our preparation platform, because it brings all of that together. And now when that's together, you know what type of an attorney you need. You know if you can go to mediation. You know who's going to help the family move better and move forward in a better way. And that's the way I see divorces going in the next, you know, decades.
So what you're saying is you recommend that people call you before they call an attorney or a mediator. Okay, they're nodding. By the way, I'm telling my listeners, they're nodding yes.
So if you're
listening to this and you've already obtained an attorney, instead of having the attorney start the process, you can call Catherine and Karen first. And even if you already have an attorney and you're a little bit into the process, this process, the MDS, My Divorce Solution process, is going to take things and massively speed it up.
Well, and it's not about speed, right? And it's not about being easy. I'm sorry, Karen. When you said that, I want to talk about an assessment call I had yesterday. She's a complex case. She went to a CDFA. The CDFA got scared by the case. It's very complex. And actually, I admire this CDFA because she said, come to me after your divorce. Because she doesn't, this CDFA was smart enough and strong enough to know, you know what? I'll help you with your post-divorce planning because I don't know how you would negotiate all of this, right? Because it's a lot to negotiate. In one decision, it's like a domino effect. Now she said, I'm going to have an attorney consult next month because this is the attorney I want. Well, when she did the intake for the attorney call, she wanted this one in particular attorney, but they're trying to push her off to an associate attorney. They have not even met yet because this main attorney is very busy and charges $450 an hour. So you probably want to go to the associate. This woman is thinking divorce. She hasn't even told her husband yet, right? So now she goes to the CDFA, goes to this attorney. She goes, but I only want that attorney. The attorney says, well, don't worry about, the intake person says, don't worry, we have a financial person in our team and we have a mediator. So anything you want, we'd be here. And I'm sitting there thinking, all right, they already pawned her off to an associate. Now they're telling her she can go to mediation and they happen to have a financial person. Well, what happens is she's going to go in there. It sounds to me like a hurricane, what do you call the things that, tornado. She's going to be in this swirl and she's going to be 20 grand in within the first month.
100%.
So she's like, I heard you on, I don't know where she was referred to us. And when I went through our process, she goes, oh my gosh, I probably shouldn't even go to my consult yet. I said, not unless you want to file because your attorney just, oh, and then they sent her 80-page document to fill out before she goes to the consult, which is a paid consult. And I said, you're not even prepared to ask the proper questions. So save that attorney, unless, of course, you feel comfortable that you need to do a consult. But I think you need to get a really good list of questions to ask first. And she goes, oh my God, finally, I feel some sense of relief here, right? And it's because we have a process to go. We're not saying you don't need an attorney. It's just that when do you need the attorney? And maybe that's not even the right attorney who doesn't even have time for you, right? So being an attorney is just so important.
It is. And a lot of people think, well, my attorney has a financial person they work with. And 90% of the time, that financial person is working at the attorney's instruction, right? Well, we need a pension valuation. Yeah. We need a business valuation. We need a forensic, whatever it is that you need. But there's no holistic approach to all of that. And so then that financial is restricted to whatever the attorney is looking for. And so the client is sitting there again in the vortex, wondering what's going on. Why am I spending all of this money? And I still don't understand the financial impact of my decisions. So let's go the MDS route. You get prepared. You know what's on the table. You know generally what the asset division looks like. You know generally what the support calculations look like. If you have an attorney on board, our teams already talked to them. We're all on the same page about getting you to the table saying, this is what I want. That I understand the impact of what I want, and I have a plan A, B, and C in case, you know, I need to pivot accordingly. And then from there, get your experts on board and move forward.
Okay, you guys, we're going way over the time, so we have to wrap up. But I do have to say something about what Karen just said. I want my listeners to know that even if you're already working with an attorney and you feel like, oh, I can't use them because I'm already deep into this, you're going to just get deeper, and then another 20,000 is going to go by, and you won't be much further along. So my opinion is it's never too late to have a consultation with Catherine and Karen, because you will just, I'm telling you, I know from experience, another month goes by, the case isn't even advanced, and you get billed another 20 grand. So with that said, I want to thank you guys, Karen Chaloux, Catherine Shanahan, the co-founders of My Divorce Solution. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks for having us.
And to my listeners, I want to close with this. Feeling abandoned in a relationship, whether it's emotionally or financially or both, is traumatic. All three of us here today, we understand how you feel. It's depressing. It might feel hopeless. It's scary. It's stressful. But we know that you have the ability to get out of this and come through it and really have a wonderful, wonderful life ahead of you. It's scary. It's a long journey. And you're allowed to cry and feel like a victim for a while. But then you got to pick yourself up and say, you know what? Yes, I was abandoned, but I have a great family and or great friends and a lot of support around me. Maybe get a therapist, a divorce coach, and really pick yourself up and find that inner strength, because you got it. It's in you. You just have to find it. So with that said, if you want to learn more about Catherine and Karen and My Divorce Solution, their website is mydivorcesolution.com. And you can also find them in the Trusted Professional section of Divorce Girl Smiling, along with so many other wonderful divorce professionals, all trusted and vetted by me and my advisory board. You can also go to divorcegirlsmiling.com to listen to more podcasts, read articles, download my mobile app, or sign up for my free consult. So thank you so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.